Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. Please join me on my Hay House radio show, Flourish, Wednesday mornings on www.hayhouseradio.com, where I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams. For more details about my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website at www.drnorthrup.com or join me on Facebook, Dr. Christiane Northrup. Endometriosis. The Endometriosis Society reports that most women have seen six doctors by the time the diagnosis of endometriosis is made. So first, let me explain what it is. Endometriosis is the presence of uterine lining tissue, the endometrium, in other areas of the body. And believe it or not, this has been reported in the lungs, sometimes in the nose, in the brain, but that's really uncommon. The most common place for endometriosis is around the ovaries and behind the uterus in a place called the cul-de-sac of Douglas. And when endometriosis is there, it looks like gunpowder burns when you look at it through the laparoscope, and it can cause pain with intercourse, and it can cause just pain in general when you're having your menstrual cycle. The key with endometriosis is that it's a strange illness in that the women with the worst endometriosis often have the least pain. They can have big old cysts on the ovaries full of old blood that looks like Hershey's chocolate syrup, and they often don't have pain. But the women with the tiny little endometrial implants may have more pain. The approaches to the pain are quite varied. Dr. David Redwine in Bend, Oregon, has pioneered surgery that preserves the uterus and the ovaries and simply removes the endometrial tissue, which he said is there since infancy. And though I certainly believe that's true, and I've sent many patients to Dr. Redwine, you can also work to make sure that the endometrial tissue is not stimulated in the pelvic area. For some women, that can be achieved simply by stopping all dairy food in the diet. Also, because sugar in the diet is pro-inflammatory and can feed those implants in some women, I would recommend that you follow a diet such as Jorge Cruz's belly fat cure and see what happens with that. Again, endometriosis is a very interesting disease. It does not cause infertility per se, but it's often present with infertility. But it's something that if you're having problems, you should ask your doctor, do you think I have endometriosis? And then follow holistically oriented treatments first. And if they don't work, and only if they don't work, then you would turn to the surgical or medical approaches. Many women are given birth control pills, and that can hold the endometriosis steady for a while. It kind of puts it to sleep. But this should be a disease that one thinks about if you have these symptoms. And remember, I've seen it go away completely with holistic treatments. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christiane Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.